Okay, you ready?
You're listening to Design Yourself, a podcast to help you figure out what it is that you want and then make it happen. I'm Sharon Lepofsky. Don't you forget, this is my life and it's gonna be good. Don't you know? Hello, hello, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Design Yourself. I am your host, Sharon, and I am so delighted to do an extension of sorts of the longer form podcast, episode 62, that was released on Monday with the most fabulous and lovely Joanna Andre of Wandering Wellness. If you have not listened to the full episode, check it out. Joanna is awesome, lovely, just so ease-filled, and certainly a person that I am finding inspiring myself. And she agreed in that interview. There was this moment where I thought, I feel like there's some coaching we could do around a topic that I hear come up so much with clients, which is, how do I figure out what to call myself? And I personally have sat with this question, and I'm sure I will continue to sit with this question at various points in time. But I sat with it especially when I thought about, what is Point Road Studios? It doesn't feel like it's just a coaching practice. I don't think I'm running a leadership development firm. And ultimately, I landed on, at least for now, always thinking of myself and the business as that I'm running a design studio for people, helping take those design skills and apply them to the way that they're making decisions and leading their lives. And when I was listening to Joanna in the interview, I noticed that she kept changing up the language for how she was talking about herself. And she and I have talked outside of the interview about kind of that importance of finding that name. So when I was sensing that there might be this opportunity to tap into Joanna's inner wisdom about what she wanted to call herself and do this through coaching, I asked for permission. She gave it to me, and then she agreed that we could take this and use it as a separate podcast episode, because I think it's kind of fun to hear it unto itself on its own. The actual coaching takes place over less than 10 minutes, so I think it shows real power in how much you can see and get done in a really short period of time when you have a space held for yourself. And you'll see with Joanna, everything that she was looking for was right there, and the coaching was really just holding the space to let her do that. So I hope you will enjoy. Like I said, if you haven't listened to the longer form episode, please do. And I think with that, let us go ahead and dive right on in. You've entered in two different names, mm-hmm. Modern Healer, mm-hmm. and Empowerment Guide. Mm-hmm. And just pick up whichever one of those first. And I just want you to say it 2-3 times till you get kind of a feeling, or what's the energy that you're noticing, maybe in your body, maybe there's like a word for it popping up, mm-hmm. What you notice. And we'll do one of those, then we'll put that down, kind of release that energy. We'll do the next one, see what happens, and then I'm going to give you like a blank space to see if anything else comes up.
Okay.
So when you're ready.
Okay. The first one coming up, it's really interesting. Modern Healer is coming at me from my right side. An empowerment mm-hmm. guide is coming at me from my left side, which was very funky to feel.
Yeah, but great noticing.
So Modern Healer, we'll start there. So I'll say it three times. Modern Healer. Modern Healer. Modern Healer. It feels very soothing. Mm-hmm. Very comfortable. Mm-hmm. I feel like kind of in the chest area, which is definitely where a lot of my truth comes from the heart chakra, you could say, or just the heart-centered side of me. Mm-hmm. But I also feel it on my right side, which is so fascinating. Which is
interesting.
Sometimes associated with the masculine.
Yeah. Great noticing. Mm-hmm. Anything else on Modern Healer that you want to hold before you put it down?
It has a reddish color.
Yeah. Awesome. I also had kind of an orangey and then white rim color as you were describing
it. Those are some of my favorite colors. Orange and red.
It felt like a lot of light
for me when you said that. And I also felt the energy across heart center kind of radiating out on shoulders. And even as I'm saying, like arms when you were. So that was how it landed for me. Okay. So let's shake it off.
Shake it off. Okay.
Get yourself back into, I know, like kick it out, whatever you need to do, back into a neutral space. And then whenever you're ready, pick up Empowerment Guide. And let's see what shows up there.
Empowerment Guide. Empowerment Guide. Empowerment Guide. So it feels good. It feels like it's a little higher, whatever that means. Maybe more in the throat. Totally on the left side still, or on the left side as it was before. Feels blue.
So crazy. Yeah.
Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, that's totally the color that I was
so
seeing.
So crazy. It's so not crazy though. This is like all real. Magic is real, people. They both feel good. It feels very different from the phrase modern healer. Like the tone is different, but not necessarily more positive or more negative.
What would you use? What word would you use to describe the tone?
It's just like the treble clef, you know, versus a, like maybe more of a bass or whatever is in the middle, tenor. I don't know, I forget.
Alto?
Alto? Yeah, exactly. Modern healer is the alto. Empowerment Guide feels like the lift, like the, there's something in there, something like maybe a little more curviness to it.
Nice. Anything else that you want to lay out there about Empowerment Guide?
I think it feels like sort of feathery as well, like wispy, but not in a weak way. There's an air quality to it, whereas I think modern healer has more of an earthen, like a crystal or rock. There's an earthiness to that element, and there's an ether to the element of Empowerment Guide.
Beautiful.
So interesting.
Yeah. And anything else?
I think so.
Is it helpful if I share with you two words that popped up for me?
Yeah.
One of those?
Share away.
So on Modern Healer, warmth was like the big word that I was seeing. And on Empowerment Guide, it was clarity and then sometimes clear. Those two.
Feels really good.
Okay. So let's shake that off.
Okay.
And then as you step back into neutral, I want you to just leave some space for yourself, and I'm going to guide you a little bit, and then I'm just going to leave it.
Okay.
And then whenever you kind of see anything you want to share, you can share it. But as you sit with a blank canvas, an empty space, and hold the question of, what am I? And also perhaps, what words feel like an accurate, a true, an authentic way to describe myself. You might move your fingers around or your toes around and just see what dances up. And whenever you start to see something that you feel ready to say out loud, go ahead and share it.
So even before you started talking, it was again from the right side, healer, healer, like, stop shying away from that. Say it. But it's playing with this idea of an empowered healer. Pulling them together. The word worthiness and worth is very big, and that's coming. And there's something just about almost like a regalness, like like I like to be in the seat of my own self as a queen, and I like to really help other women see themselves in their own seat as ruler, as sovereign. The word magnificent is one of my favorite words that's coming up. Magnet, heart. A little bit of green. Mm-hmm. And then the sun. And some gold. Just a feeling of like playfulness, but in like very embodied, regal playfulness.
Mm-hmm. It totally does. I love some regal playfulness.
Yeah.
While you sit here, if you want to, maybe just try on Empower Healer and just give yourself that same space to say that, since that showed up, and just we can see how that feels, and then we'll close out.
Okay. Empowered Healer. Empowered Healer. Empowered Healer. Feels like a meeting with the two. Right in the heart. It's very shiny, like sun shiny from the heart. Golden. It's just like a really nice flow, like a circling flow to it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want, because the other words that showed up really strong there were worthy and worthiness. And if you want to just say those to see how that, see what happens there, feel free to introduce those or not.
Worthy. Another one that's coming up is shine.
Mm-hmm.
Worthy to shine. Mm-hmm. Worthy to shine. Worthy to shine. I'm getting chills.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Me too.
Yeah. Feels like a mission statement.
Yeah. Write that down.
Yeah, wow. That feels really good.
Beautiful.
Mm. That's fun.
Good. Well, as you are ready, we'll come back in too.
Okay. It's so fun to be on the other end of that sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks for playing. I just, the word, like, that you were so clearly articulating these things, I was like, let's sit there.
Wow.
I'm loving, like, it's there's such strong feeling behind what you were saying.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the sun and this kind of circulating of light. Immediately when you entered into kind of the blank space, I was feeling like ripples of like light out.
That's crazy.
And I don't know that I would have said sun, but when you said, I was like, yeah, especially when you were talking about worthy and worthiness. Anyway, so fun.
I love that.
I'll
be
curious to see what unfolds as you play with this more.
Yes. And it's so funny because even before we started recording, I was talking about how I know I'm intuitive, but sometimes I don't see the things.
Yeah.
And that was really happening for me.
Yeah.
There was no not seeing.
No. And look, I mean,
it was more of a feeling. But
Well, and I mean, I don't know. I don't fancy myself an expert on intuition, but I will say, I think when we leave a space for ourselves to just, whether that's meditation or just what, like something like what we just did where you hold a question and like, hello, that was not that long of a period of time that we spent on that. It's amazing how much we know that if we quiet I think often the head in our society, when we quiet that, it's like, it's there. We're just kind of pushing away, pulling back, peeling back the layer to see it. So thanks for playing with that.
Yeah,
that's
so fun. That was really fun.
All right. So there you have it. That is Joanna, again, a big thank you to Joanna for being willing to be coached and also for being willing to have the live coaching shared with all of you. I hope this is a fun thing for you to see, not something I've done in any of the other podcasts before. Before closing, I wanted to remind you how we can stay connected beyond the podcast and give a few shout outs. And also give you a sense of what's coming up in Monday's episode, which won't be too long from now. So you will be able to find links to all the ways you can get a hold of Joanna, her website, Instagram, her weekly newsletter, all over in the show notes on pointroadstudios.com. You'll also be able to find their links to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at the handle Point Road Studios. So you can check that stuff out. And what else do I want to tell you? While you are on the website, you can look for the subscribe button to sign up for the newsletter and all of the information that I'm sending out to keep you up to date on the podcast and interviews and all of the content that we've got going on aimed at spreading the design yourself spirit. And if you like what you heard today, please, please, please leave a review. You can head over to Apple Music. It just takes a few minutes. Subscribe, leave a written review, tell people you know who you think will like the show. I would most appreciate it. Up next week, as you may have heard me share on Monday, I've got a solo show for you all on the topic of trying something new. So stay tuned on that. And as ever, a big thank you to Colin Phillips for his skilled audio engineering and interlude music, to John Flannery for his cover art design, the Dismemberment Plan for the show's intro and outro music from really what I think of as my personal anthem, the song Following Through, and of course to each of you without whom the show would just simply not exist. A big thank you to each of you for listening, and I am wishing each of you a most beautiful week. And until next time, remember, there is nothing stopping you. So go on ahead and get after whatever it is that you really want.